Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 19th of June. The general synopsis at 1800. High Southeast England 1023. Expected East German Bight 1029 by 1800 Thursday. Low South Rockall 1018, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atera. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsera. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in southeast. Showers, good. Northeast 40s. Northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Fisher, northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later in west, fair, good. German Bight, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 later in west, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, but southeast in Humber, 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic in Biscay, 3 to 5. Showers later, perhaps thundery. Good. Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4 in north and west, elsewhere, mainly northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic in far southeast, showers, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic becoming mainly southwest 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Seoul, east 4 to 6, veering mainly south 2 to 4 later, thundery showers and fog patches later, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, South Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Fog patches at first in Irish Sea, showers later. Good, occasionally very poor in Irish Sea. North Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, South Bailey. Westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Drizzle and fog patches later. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor later. North Bailey. Faroes. Westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Then mainly southeasterly 3 to 5, but cyclonic in North Bailey. Showers. Good. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers. Fog patches at first in north. Good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. South, 2, 15 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 3, 24 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by north 4, 12 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north 2, 14 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 1, 12 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Boomer, west 1, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast by east 1, 1025, rising slowly. Sendetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 1, 11 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north, 1, 5 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, east, 3, 13 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 3, 2 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic, northeast, 3, 5 miles, 1024, now rising. Milford Haven, north, northeast, 1, 7 miles, 1025, steady. Aberporth, southeast by east 2, rain, less than 100 meters, 1025, rising slowly. Valley, east by north 2, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east northeast 1, 19 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valencia, east-southeast 1, 22 miles, 1024, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast 1, 15 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Malinhead, east by south 3, 24 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. Issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 18th of June. General situation, an area of high pressure that'll become centred in the North Sea, will bring a good deal of fine and settled weather over the next couple of days, with relatively light winds. However, some rain may affect the far northwest, and a few showers will develop in the southwest by Thursday night. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair? Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair? Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Showers at first, then fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 or 5, fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to South Sibyl, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. South Sibyl to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming east 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly east 3 to 5, showers later in west. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Ormhead, including St. George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Ormhead to the Mull of Galloway, variable, becoming mainly east 2 to 4, fair, good. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Fog patches at first, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 in North Channel. Fog patches at first in North Channel, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally very poor at first in North Channel. Mull of Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, but easterly or southeasterly for a time in south. Drizzle at times. Good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, westerly backing southerly later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first and later in southwest. Showers. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. As usual, in a moment, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service, and they'll take us through until around 5 o'clock later this morning. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Dhaka and Los Angeles. Coming up on the programme, as the conflict between Israel and Iran continues to escalate, fears grow amongst insurers about the safety of ships using the Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz. And they're putting up the insurance costs of ships using some of the world's busiest shipping lanes. We're going to hear also from the boss of a small toy company that's challenging the Trump tariffs in the Supreme Court. The Netflix deal with French television that could change the entertainment landscape. How they deal with e-waste in Thailand. And would you like to know how much your work colleagues are paid? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Trump has met his National Security Council as he weighs up the pros and cons of joining Israel's military campaign against Iran. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he didn't want to fight, but would rather do that than let Iran develop a nuclear weapon.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I've been saying it for a long time. And I think they were a few weeks away from having one. And they had to sign a document. I think they wish they signed it now. It was a fair deal. But, I say it very simply, Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. Too much devastation. And they'd use it. You know, I believe they'd use it.
The Iranian Foreign Minister, Abbas Araghchi, said his country was committed to diplomacy but would continue to defend itself against Israel. Officials at the Iranian Foreign Ministry have told the BBC they're considering possible meetings with US negotiators. Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo say they've reached a draft agreement to end 30 years of on-off conflict. The breakthrough came at talks mediated by the United States. Julian Bedford reports.
This appears to be one peace deal where President Trump has succeeded. His envoy, the father of Mr. Trump's son-in-law, has done what regional powers and the United Nations have failed to do, end a seemingly intractable conflict that's claimed tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of lives and displaced millions. At its heart is the struggle for Eastern Congo's rich mineral resources. The two parties have agreed to respect territorial integrity and forswear hostilities. Previous peace deals have held for months or years, but never permanently.
One of the most famous teams in sport, basketball's Los Angeles Lakers, have been sold, reportedly for a record $10 billion. The Lakers, whose star-studded squad